This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department out with a look at the economy through the final 3 months of last year, showing the economy did slow, GDP growing at 2.2% in the fourth quarter, down from the third quarter's 3.4% growth. It leaves GDP for all of 2018 at 2.9%. In another economic report, weekly jobless claims are down a bit again, 5,000 fewer last week than the week before. President Trump says in an interview that he wants the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA warrants, the FBI used to investigate his campaign to be released.
I do. I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release.
Trump telling Hannity on Fox News he wants to get to the bottom of how the entire Russia collusion story ever got started. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutrition-satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
More than a million private wells said to be at risk now due to massive flooding across the Midwest. The National Groundwater Association says over 300 counties are affected in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Someone who bought a Powerball ticket in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb is very rich.
An estimated $768.4 million. So grab those tickets. Let's go.
That from last night's drawing when the grand prize was worth $768 million. The one-time cash payout option still worth over $465 million. To another kind of ball. Today is opening day across Major League Baseball with all 30 clubs in action. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Four groups being shut down by the Federal Trade Commission. They say they're responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says these groups pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help in improving your Google search results. The FTC says the agency has brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and will continue to do so. A somber White House ceremony yesterday as President Trump awards the family of an Army staff sergeant killed in Iraq the Congressional Medal of Honor.
31-year-old Travis Atkins was trying to subdue a terrorist when he was killed. Mr. Trump explained Atkins turned himself into a human shield.
Travis wrapped his arms and his entire body around him and threw him to the ground away from his troops who were right next to him. He put himself on the top of the enemy, and he shielded his men from certain death. The terrorist detonated his suicide vest and Travis was instantly killed.
I'm John Clemens.
And March Madness resumes with the start of the men's NCAA basketball tournament Sweet 16 tonight. In the West region, it's top-seeded Gonzaga playing Florida State, and Michigan takes on Texas Tech. In the South region, Tennessee plays Purdue, and number one seed Virginia will go up against Oregon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you know, we can't do it with 8-second sound bites. This is why we bring on experts to go deep into the subject matter so that you're encouraged and you are enlarged as a result of what's being shared with you. And that hence you are a smarter, activated citizen. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Well, let me read this scenario for you, okay? In January, 59-year-old Navy veteran Dennis Tuttle and his wife were suddenly shaken by the sound of the front door being smashed in. Now imagine that you were the Tuttles. What would you do? Well, what happened next left both Tuttle and his wife dead from gunshot wounds, 5 Houston police officers injured. The police had been hoping to find large quantities of heroin in the Tuttles' home. What they came away with, in addition to 2 human beings being shot dead, 5 officers injured, 1 pet dog killed, was a small amount of drugs. Here to talk about it, and he's talked about it many times on the show, and I'm grateful for the commitment that John Whitehead has on behalf of our Constitution. He's a constitutional attorney and author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, fine. I'm doing pretty good. I'm just trying to keep freedom alive and get out there and speak the truth to people and try to get the American people up off their seats and ready to fight for freedom.
This is all hands on deck. I mean, at every turn, especially, I mean, here
we
see the 2020, you know, election already warming up, and some of the things that are being spouted out are just so anti-constitutional. We see what's happening in this 116th Congress and the stuff that's coming out of there. I mean, the Constitution is under attack. I mean, forget about a war on culture, a war on Christians. I mean, the very heart and soul of America is under attack.
Yes, and to be honest with you, I've written in my books. I've written over 30 books, mainly going into history. Where we're headed today is where former countries have gone and have gone down. And listen, when I look at China and I look at Russia, and they're looking at us now. They're wondering what's going to happen next as the debt soars over 22 billion.
Trillion.
And we keep adding to it. I mean, it's just amazing how. And I live in Charlottesville, Virginia. You know, our mall is starting to look like it might be closing down now. The stores are going out of business, and these are supposedly thriving communities. And I don't, you know, again, I've talked about this before. The Pentagon put out a video a couple years ago predicting by 2030 they thought this country was going to break down. They were going to institute martial law. So there's an idea in the government, higher up in the government, that this may be true. And I've talked to NSA agents, by the way, former NSA agents. They're telling me, John, it might be time for you to get out of the country.
Right.
And I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
I had a friend that did.
Are you a patriot? How can you talk about America? Well, patriots always challenge our country. What did the people who founded the Constitution do?
Exactly.
They spoke out against what they saw as injustice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wrote a commentary about the bullies. I mean, they went head to head with the bullies. And I said, you know, you'd learn what to do with a bully the first day in school in the sandbox in kindergarten. And that is that if you don't stand up to that bully, heaven help you, because you're in their hands for the rest of your educational career. You will be bullied forever. And this is what's happening now at every turn. The Democrats, have empowered even Barack Obama. Before Trump, and Trump's been trying to, you know, get rid of this, but all these three-letter agencies have been weaponized in such a way that they're against our Constitution. And this is a government of, for, by, we, the people, which puts the point of authority in our hands, not in theirs. But the elites are not going to give it up easy, John.
No, they're not giving it easy. And like I say, you talk about Smithsonian Institution, the IRS, they all have SWAT teams now. They're heavily armed. They have hollow point bullets. And I'm a former veteran, by the way, military officer, infantry officer. Hollow point bullets expand on contact. If they hit you in the arm, they blow your arm off. And you have 175,000 armed federal agents running around. That doesn't count the police, 17,000 police agencies across the United States, which now are armed to the teeth and trained in the worst case scenario. That's why, again, I wrote my article yesterday, my commentary was, don't shoot the dogs.
Exactly.
They're shooting the dogs across the country.
Well, they got bullets.
182,000 dogs a year getting killed by the police. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not there being, again. I talk to police officers, older police officers, who tell me, hey, we were trained to peacefully resolve situations. Now the police officers are walking in, they're shooting people through the doors. They're doing knock and talk now in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. An old fellow comes to the door, an 82-year-old guy comes to the door with his pistol in his hand, thinking it may be burglars, and they shoot him through the window.
Right.
These are the things we're seeing. We never saw this. You go back 20 years ago, you didn't see any of this. It's zoomed so fast.
And it's getting worse, John.
It's getting worse.
Right.
When you have police shooting veterans in their homes now in the middle of the night, an armed SWAT team raising there in the wrong home.
Mm-hmm.
When you see police pulling ladies over now and putting their fingers up their anuses to see if they have drugs and they're not finding any on the side of the road. And I document this in my columns. These are all real cases. And these are cars that, I mean, they have one case a lady had several kids, one and 1-year-old, 4-year-old. They actually did it in front of her kids on the side of the road. They smelled marijuana. You know something? They didn't smell marijuana. They were doing an anal search. We're seeing these things, and some of the courts are upholding this stuff.
Yeah, this is amazing. But this is what happened, you know, after 9/11. With the 2001 USA Patriot Act. And it just keeps on gaining more momentum. And meanwhile, as you say, innocent people are being shot. I mean, in some cases, these no-knock raids, John, as you've reported many times, they go to the wrong house.
And, they go to the wrong house, and they don't do the warrant procedure.
Right.
Listen to this. There were 3,000 in the 1980s SWAT team raids where there was high situations where there might have been high violence. Now there are 80,000 annually. They don't lock on the door. 80% of those SWAT team raids are for mere warrant service, where a policeman used to show up and just knock on your door and say, are you the person? They're not doing that anymore. They're doing this, people are, they might not be going to class or something. Someone reports them. If you've heard about these red flag gun laws, a neighbor can now report you and the police come get your guns. And some people are resisting. Right. Think about this. Would Thomas Jefferson say, oh, yeah, yeah, I have some issues. I wrote that, what's it called, the Declaration of Independence? Pretty radical document.
Right. That's right.
He ends up getting shot in the middle of the night. Yeah. That's happening. I mean, veterans are trying to defend their families and their homes and are getting shot.
Well, what's your instinct, John? I mean, you're asleep. You're woken up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's pounding at your door like they're trying to come through. And if you are in a concealed carry state, a Second Amendment state, which I am, in Florida, my instinct is I'm gonna get my gun. I'm gonna have my gun with me. I'm not gonna draw it to the ready, but I'm gonna have it very accessible to go in and, you know, find out what's going on. Well, as you said, if they peek through the window and see me with a gun, I'm gone.
You're gone. They will shoot you most likely because they're trained in the worst case scenario. They're not trained to see the American citizen with dignity and treat the American citizen with dignity, and that's a sad case.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it's very dangerous. You know, and the thing is, it's not just civilians that are being murdered and injured. I mean, the police officers, they're putting themselves. You would think that the police union would stand up against this as well, John, and, you know, for the protection of the man in blue. Yeah, this is out of control. We're going to pick up the conversation. I want to talk more about, you know, this epidemic of them even killing dogs. This is an article that you just wrote about. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is with us. We've got more coming up at 15 minutes after the top.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jain. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Our conversation continues with the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead. Off air, we were talking, because John's a constitutional attorney, and I always love it because we're able to talk about, yes, the Constitution, it still works, and I know there is a dynamic tension, or maybe even a war on our constitutional rights, and this is what we have to stand for. If you're going to stand for anything here, and, you know how our First Amendment is being obliterated. John, I mentioned in this article I wrote is that much like Paris, France, and parts of America, we have no-go zones, you know, and the police and first responders understand, hey, boy, that's a dangerous area. But now it's getting to the point to where we have, when it comes to American speech, no-go zones. You know, you can't go there. You can't talk about Muslims. You can't even ask questions. I mean, Judge Jeanine Pirro asked a question, which is one that we ask here all the time, is saying, you know, how do you reconcile the Quran with the U.S. Constitution? How is that compatible? And she asked a basic question, and she's put on time out.
Yeah, I can't. Free speech right now is being obliterated. The public schools, by the way, are teaching that if one person in a school is offended by something,
mm-hmm.
you can't do it. In this town right now, just recently, a kid went into school with a ball cap on with a one-inch little Confederate flag on his Southern Heritage. He wasn't a racist or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was ordered to take it off. He said, no, I don't think so. My dad said I could wear it. They put him in. They're putting the kids in rooms by themselves where they have to sit all day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
for wearing a hat with a little mm-hmm. symbol on it that... And what I'm trying to tell the schools is stop this stuff. Start creating free speech rooms. If someone's offended, pull the kids in, let them debate it, talk it, and then let them go on their way.
And they will.
You know, the thing about the free, I tell people about the First Amendment, it's a great teaching tool. It teaches mm-hmm. tolerance.
Exactly.
It teaches diversity. What we want now, though, what the schools are pushing is total indoctrination in a particular
right.
viewpoint. And that's going to destroy the country because people can't think if they don't debate.
Well, critical thinking's out the door. I mean, this is
yeah.
what's going on. I mean, there's
critical
another John.
Saves freedom. Critical
yeah.
thinking saves freedom because
Amen.
People will question the government. I mean,
right.
when some guy starts putting his hand up like Adolf Hitler or something and people don't question it and they ask me about it, I'm going to look him in the eye and say, it's your fault. You didn't
right.
say anything when it was time.
Exactly. And look what happened in history, John, all the time. It's always a minority of people that do that. I mean, you speak of Germany and Hitler, roughly 10%. 10% of the citizens were involved with the Third Reich in supporting Adolf Hitler. 90% were not. But in order to get along, they went along, and look what happened.
The get-along thing doesn't work. I know. That's why, again, people, you know, how was America founded? It was founded. If you read the Declaration of Independence, by the way, which is not studied in many schools now, mm-hmm. public schools,
right.
that first opening preamble to it, that's one of the most radical documents you can read. It's saying either governments do their job or we will overthrow them.
Right.
And, you know, again, it's today the way the government's clamping down on people for even saying one word or moving this way or that way, and the way police are entering doors now and people are actually putting up with that, and courts
yeah.
are agreeing now
right.
in many cases that police can crash through somebody's door. Oh, it was a mistake. The police officers have qualified immunity, even
right.
though they might have shot a dog or injured a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And which they do in many instances, by the way.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned about a kid going to school and being put in isolation. I mean, there was even a kid that was, after Ash Wednesday, he's a Catholic. He has ashes on his head. And,
yeah.
You know, of course, that teacher got put on timeout. But still, you know, this is the kind of stuff that is happening in our schools across the country. And you know, you hear of these incidences. And my question is, how many other schools is this happening in?
Oh, it's definitely come across the board. Mm-hmm. I talk to students today. Now, listen, law students that come into my intern program, they can't tell me about the First Amendment. One said she, at her constitutional law class at a major university, the constitutional law professor, his first thing he said during the beginning of the course, he said, there's one part of the Constitution we will not be studying this year, the First Amendment. And she said that he didn't even touch on it the whole year.
Why?
He said, I felt robbed. I said, you should feel robbed, one, by that, and then the amount of tuition you're paying, and you don't get a history course on the most important part of the Constitution.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, John, I want to get into particularly a comment. We touched on it a little bit about, don't shoot the dogs, the growing epidemic of cops shooting family dogs. You said a Chihuahua was shot on the street. What happened? Did the Chihuahua steal the police officer's taco or something?
No, it's becoming regular. Shot in San Antonio, a cop shot up a Chihuahua standing on the street. There's this idea if they just feel threatened, and in some courts it said if a dog moves or barks, it's okay. The police have a right to shoot them. That's the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that. So, folks, if you have dogs and you love dogs, watch out. And listen, this is another thing. In one out of five cases involved police shootings, a family pet, a child is either in the police line of fire or in the immediate area of the shooting. There was a four-year-old girl who was accidentally shot in the leg after a police officer opened fire on a dog running towards him. He missed and hit the little girl instead. And there was one case where a cop actually executed the dog and then forced the little boy to sit down by the dying, bleeding dog.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Can you imagine?
You're saying when some groups are estimating if 182,000 dogs a year are shot by police, and they're shooting a lot of dogs, every kind of dog from Chihuahuas to Jack Russell Terriers, one of my favorite dogs. And like I said,
And you're a trainer. You've trained dogs, so you know better.
Dogs,
right.
The post office is trained to deal with dogs. FedEx Express drivers are trained to deal with dogs. The police need to be trained with dogs. And we'll be soon launching a program aimed at trying to nationally get police to step back, stop shooting dogs, because in these cases where they miss and are hitting a kid, it's time to back up, folks.
Exactly. Well, as I shared with you, one of the things I remember reading about the training modules for post office carriers was they found one major deal is if they acknowledged the dog, what the dogs were upset about when they were walking by was they never acknowledged them. They were like a stranger. It was like stranger danger, to the dogs, and they're protecting the property. But when the carriers were trained to acknowledge the dog, guess what? Big change, night and day.
Night and day. But like I say, people should go to my website at Rutherford.org and read my commentary, Don't Shoot the Dogs, because I detail all these crazy cases where police are entering homes again through the SWAT team kind of activity and opening fire, killing dogs. One, they shot a homeowner in the leg and you know something, and they wounded and investigating, they shot another cop. So they need to put the guns down.
Right, exactly.
What is the basis of our home is our castle? Well, it ain't true anymore, folks.
No, not at all. Well, and as you say, this idea that officer safety has become the highest priority, that's
citizen
really dangerous.
Safety should be the highest priority because you know why? They work for us. We pay the taxes.
Exactly.
We pay their salaries.
So why has this gotten turned upside down, John?
The courts have allowed it. The police unions will not allow any kind of change. They lobby against everything, any kind of change. And it comes down to training and accountability, and no one's holding anybody accountable. I mean, especially with the dog killings, but with the SWAT teams, 80,000 a year. We've moved into a state of affairs that, can we reverse it? If the American people are not alarmed and people like you talk about it, but do you see it on CNN? Do you see it on Fox News? Do you see the mainstream media talk about it? They're too busy blabbing about some kind of minor issue surrounding President Trump. They're not focusing on some of the most important issues facing our freedoms.
Well, and this is why we're grateful for the show being independent as we are, John, because we have the opportunity to bring, experts like yourself, constitutional attorneys, people with experience that know what's going out there. Your book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, is a must read, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to understand, the war is on us. It is on the American people because, John, they want us to be compliant. That's what they want.
Want us to follow, be compliant. Yeah, exactly. And listen, freedom-loving people are never compliant. client.
Right. Well, John, how can people get involved and participate with the Rutherford Institute?
Go to our website at Rutherford.org. That's Rutherford.org. And, again, we take on a lot of cases, and I raise money through donations. We're a nonprofit.
Exactly. And hit that donation button, ladies and gentlemen. This is good soil to invest in. You know, for the sake of the next generation that's coming up, your children, your grandchildren. John Whitehead has been our guest, and he is, as I said, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed. All without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department out with a look at the economy through the final 3 months of last year, showing the economy did slow, GDP growing at 2.2% in the fourth quarter, down from the third quarter's 3.4% growth. It leaves GDP for all of 2018 at 2.9%. In another economic report, weekly jobless claims are down a bit again, 5,000 fewer last week than the week before. President Trump says in an interview that he wants the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA warrants, the FBI used to investigate his campaign to be released.
I do. I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release.
Trump telling Hannity on Fox News he wants to get to the bottom of how the entire Russia collusion story ever got started. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And we're going to talk about stinky sneakers. You say you don't need no stinking sneakers. Well, let me tell you, when you find out how much money you could win for stinking sneakers, you might want some. Because believe it or not, your stinky sneakers may be in your favor for once. Usually when we smell a foul odor, we immediately crimp our nose and we try to figure out what it is, where it's coming from, or better yet, get away from it. But for the participants at the 44th National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest, stinky smells are bringing people closer together. You heard it right. The contest has been taking place at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Times Square. In fact, FYI, the billboard next to Ripley's, you'll see Bill Martinez Live, our billboard there, a couple of times an hour. It pops up and you see a big plug for us. So I thought
thought I'd give them an extra plug, too. And Dr. Rachel Hirst is back with us, a neuroscientist and leading world expert on the psychological science of smell. Yes, there is a science of smell. And our winner this year, Seneca Slocum, joins us as well. Good to have both of you. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Doing great.
Well,
the contest is over.
Yeah, I bet, huh? Now that you can put aside those stinking sneakers, but look at Seneca, at least you get to look at those stinking sneakers and say, "Well, thank you very much. It was worth all the investment, right?"
Yeah, I can. It's been a long journey getting here, and it's been really fun to experience New York City, and I really do have odor eaters for hosting the competition, and just all the natural disasters, kind of, that caused the stink that was on my shoes.
Oh, so there's natural disaster stories tied into those special sneakers, huh?
Well, it's not what you typically think of as a natural disaster. It was my neighbor was cleaning his fishing boat. I live in Alaska.
Okay.
And he's cleaning out his fishing boat, and we were all playing in, out in the yard, and he a bucket of year-old shrimp bait spilled all over my shoes.
Oh, so you have special aged stink.
Yes.
Yeah, and I can vouch for the fishy smells being amongst the worst, especially
yes.
when they're strong.
Yeah.
Dr. Hirst, what does Seneca, what does she win now?
So she won a check for $2,500, which
Ooh.
I believe she's putting towards college or maybe a car.
Yes.
And she has a golden sneaker around her neck, which is very cute.
Yes.
She also has tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin tomorrow night, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's spending time in New York City, which is very exciting.
Incredible.
And a lot of odor eaters products as well.
Yes. Well, that's good fun. Well, there's nothing like New York, and especially right now. I always love New York any time of the year. Christmas I'm especially fond of. But, you get a chance to enjoy Broadway. Is this the first time that you've been to New York, Seneca?
Yes, it is. And I've always dreamed of coming here and dreamed of going to a Broadway show.
Mm.
Coming here, just seeing all the people and all the sounds and the smells and the sights, it's all been incredible. And
yeah.
It's a dream come true for me, really.
Mm-hmm. So that gold charm that you have of a sneaker around, that doesn't come with the odor, too, right?
No, it's a new shoe. It's a new.
Well, just, for inquiring people, because some people would want to know and go, well, no, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that to her. But Dr. Hirst,
no.
You're right. There's nothing like the smell of, fish, but especially aged fish that we're talking about here, right?
Right. Yeah. And the stronger, the worse it is. And Seneca had very, very ripe sneakers. They were wet, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
It was extremely disgusting.
Yeah. How did you get them on the plane? I mean, you probably had to pack them in some sort of bag that was, that could minimize the odor and the spread of odor.
Yeah, so our state competition in Alaska is in June at a little fair. And
yes.
Right after I won the state competition, they take the tennis shoes so that you're not tampering with them in between the state and the national competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so they take them and bag them up. I think there were like 3 garbage sacks around them. And then they put them, they FedEx them to New York City. And so they've been in New York City since June.
Dr. Hirst, I mean, we're talking, stinking sneaker. Credibility here. I mean, we've got judges. We've got to make sure that we protect the evidence, right?
Exactly.
Well,
this is guarded.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Seneca, let me tell you, that when you walk around New York, they always tell you, they go, don't look up. I don't know how you not look up. But, I'm sure they probably already told you that, right?
Yeah, they did say don't make eye contact with people. And, keep an eye on your surroundings because you can get just moved with a crowd or lost or end up in places that you didn't really expect you'd ever be. And so it's been really hard to, balance just the amazing Times Square and all the lights and, being aware of your surroundings.
Well, good fun. Dr. Hirst, let's talk about how sensitive our noses are when it comes to foul smells.
Smell is actually extremely good. It's sort of a myth that humans are not very good smellers when it comes to comparing us with other animals. But as a matter of fact, we're extremely sensitive to smells, and we're most sensitive to bad smells. smells because they can be the ones that we need to be careful of. So, you know, our ability to detect certain chemicals, fishy odor being amongst them, is extremely, we're very, very sensitive to that. There's also the basic odors that go into having just sweaty feet. That's isovaleric acid and butyric acid, which are also chemicals that are in stinky cheeses. And we're very sensitive to that. And when you combine smells, so we have a mixture of the sweaty foot funk, we have rotten fish, we have poop, we have mud, we have the whole bouquet, and it tends to be extremely pungent and very, very detectable.
Sounds like the basic lyric for a rap song or so. I hear a beat somewhere in there.
good.
Okay.
Nice people, can you dance to it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we can with our stinky sneakers and all, you know, and just makes for a soft kind of tap dance. So some of the ingredients for a disgusting smelly sneaker, you touched on it. We've got, well, of course, we've got fish now. Seneca has turned us on to the odors of fish, so that's good. And stinky cheese, and as you say, poop, and all the other stuff you can come up with, because these kids come up with some pretty creative ideas when it comes to smells, right?
Yeah. There was one competitor who threw up in her shoes. There was another who was helping her friend clean out, I think she called it a goose sewer.
Yeah.
And a pig pen. The contestant from Texas took care of his cows, and so there was cow poop and mud and anything, all the fun things that go along with a farm. And then just natural, foot odor was a big one.
But just as another little aside, it's actually these kids are using their shoes as they normally would. So they try to, you know, basically, I hope anyway, not do some extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
It's basically just wearing them and being natural.
Yeah. So, and for you, Seneca, you happen to be naturally in the wrong place at the wrong time when somebody was emptying out a year old, you know, fish, right?
Yeah. It was just bad timing.
Well, but actually good timing now because look what you got for it, right?
Yep. It was just finding the silver lining.
Well, good for you. Rachel, tell us about this. Yeah, tell us about this annual contest, because this has been the second year that you and I think maybe second or third year that you and I have talked about this. So.
Yes, so this is the 44th annual Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest. And it's been held at Ripley's, believe it or not, for, I believe, 5 years now. It used to be in Montpelier, Vermont. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really fun. It's kids from around the country aged about 8 to 15, and they have won their regional championships, their stink-offs, in their local counties. And then their sneakers, as you heard from Seneca, get shipped up to New York and then sniffed by me and also George Aldrich, who's a nasal knot for NASA. And we have the esteemed privilege of deciding who's most disgusting and stinky.
And you can find a lot more about the competition on the Odor Eaters Facebook page and then also on odoreaters.com.
Well, Dr. Rachel Hertz, a neuroscientist, leading world expert on the psychological science of smell. Now, who would have thunk when you grew up, Rachel, that you'd be smelling things for a living, right?
Exactly.
Much less stinky shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you never know what could happen to you. And, of course, congratulations to Seneca Slocum and her stinky stinkers that was a big winner for her. $2,500 and some fun time in New York. Have a great time there. And thank you again for being on.
This message is brought to you by Bayer. You may have heard their new guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association for taking aspirin to prevent heart disease. But do you know what they mean for you? The new guidelines are for the use of aspirin to prevent first heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure, also known as primary prevention. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Paul A. Gerbel explains.
Regardless of why you are on aspirin, you shouldn't stop taking aspirin without talking with your doctor. Some people take aspirin because they've already had a heart attack or clot-related stroke. The new guidelines do not change the importance of aspirin for these patients. For them, aspirin could be a life-saving preventative treatment.
In the U.S., aspirin is indicated for secondary prevention. Even if you haven't had a heart attack or stroke, the guidelines still support the use of aspirin for certain individuals based on their personal health risk and doctor's recommendation. Talk to your doctor about whether taking aspirin is right for you.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, what's going on with those dancing juju bees, huh? I think they're out of step there. They may need some more training. Hey, it's time for the movie guy, Steve Evans, live from Hollywood.
Bill Martinez, live.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, yes, from the movie capital of the world, we're talking about Steve Evans, the movie guy with us. Steve-O, we got to do something about the juju bees. I don't know. The juju bee dancing box got a little bit of an attitude. Do you think we got to send her back to therapy or something?
I don't know. Maybe bring in a choreographer.
Well, I think maybe she's feeling feisty because, you know, Captain Marvelous, did Marvelous.
Yeah, well, it did marvelous, but, you know, the one that really blew the door.
Oh, no, right. Us, right. Yes.
Gosh, so much for a sophomore slump. We had Jordan Peele it with his second movie. You know, we expected it to make in the neighborhood of about $50 million. It made $71.2 million last weekend. Which was the highest grossing original horror opening in history and also the highest grossing original R-rated film opening ever. So,
wow.
I think the man is golden from this point on. Really did well. $71 million. Captain Marvel, I don't feel bad. It made about $35 million in this country, but it's made about $910 million worldwide. It'll break the $1 billion mark here real soon, and this has all happened in just about the last 3 weeks. So.
Oh, it's good to be Walt Disney, huh?
It certainly is. Wonder Park, that was number 3. 5 Feet Apart, number 4. How to Train Your Dragon, that was number 5. I had a chance to see Hotel Mumbai last weekend, and the reason I bring that up is it is going wide this weekend, so everybody's going to have a chance to check this out.
So what do you think?
Very intense film. I mean, this has you on the edge of your seat. Incredibly well done. About 72% recommending. It is violent, as you might imagine, because it does recount the 2008 siege of the famed Taj Hotel by a group of terrorists there in Mumbai, India.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite violent, but boy, I tell you, it is a thriller. It has a great cast, Armie Hammer and Dev Patel in this one. Check it out. Check out the trailer to let you know what you're getting into. But
wonderful.
This weekend.
Okay.
Well,
we got Dumbo flying?
You know what? I have been looking forward to this particular movie.
I was invited to the screening, but I'm here in California, but I just am, my schedule is such, you know, if they can't throw it into my email box, it's tough for me to, you know, go anyplace these days.
Well, this is kind of interesting. It's getting mixed reviews.
Really?
And, this is what is kind of interesting about this. And a little history on Dumbo. I don't know whether you realize this, but it was 78 years ago that the original came out.
Wow.
That's a long time. It was came out in the
fall. That was way before I was born, actually.
Well,
but the first time I saw it, though. Yeah.
It came out, prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor. It came out in the fall. And we were attacked December the 7th, 1941. So the backstory of this movie is kind of interesting because Disney put this together because they just lost a ton of money on Fantasia. So they said, we want to recoup some money here. Let's put out this movie about this elephant. So it was done quickly. It happened during the middle of the Disney strike, which was quite traumatic for the Disney company back then.
Wow.
And it was all of this going on, but it's short. It's only about 64 minutes, the original. So, they were even having some problems getting it distributed because they said, well, is this a short or is this an eighth film? Anyway, they got it out there. And despite the advent of World War II, Dumbo is still the most financially successful Disney film of the 1940s. It went on. I have no idea how much money the originals made. They released it in 49, 59, 72, 76. And it became a classic.
Yes.
Everybody I know, they think Dumbo.
Well, every generation had to come in contact with Dumbo. I mean,
but I'm wondering about the latest generation. I mean, I'm really wondering how many people of the millennial or of what you might call prime movie going age, are familiar with this whole idea. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. They say it's going to make about $50 million. It will be number one this weekend, but we'll just have to see how it plays.
Did you get a chance to see it?
Not yet. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's all directed by Tim Burton, who is a very creative director, and this is an all-new grand live-action adventure. And what they were able to do with cartoons or animation back then, now they're able to do with computer-generated imagery, and they're able to bring all the tricks of the new cinema to bear on this particular movie. So that's why I've been kind of excited to see it, because when you see this elephant fly in this movie, if you've seen the trailer, it looks pretty real.
Mm-hmm.
So they are essentially expanding on the classic story, where differences are celebrated, family is cherished, dreams take flight. You got the circus owner, Max Medici, played by Danny DeVito. He enlists a former star, Holt Farrier, played by Colin Farrell, and his children to care for this newborn elephant whose oversized ears make him a laughingstock in an already struggling circus. But when they discover that Dumbo can't fly, well, the circus makes an incredible comeback. This attracts a businessman by the name of V.A. Vanderveer, played by Michael Keaton, who recruits the
perfect
newest, larger-than-life entertainment.
Keaton and Burton back together again, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good fun.
They are attracting this elephant for this larger-than-life entertainment venture they're calling Dreamland, and Dumbo soars to new heights alongside a charming and spectacular aerial artist played by Eva Green until Holt learns that beneath its shiny veneer, Dreamland is full of dark secrets. That's the idea. Now, 55% are recommending. Here, one critic saying an enjoyable and inventive reworking of a classic story about family, hope, and love. Another critic saying it may as well be called When I See an Elephant Cry. Nearly twice as long as the original, not even half as interesting. That's what one critic had to say. I think, I don't know.
Are we going to hear the song?
Which one?
When I See an Elephant Fly?
I would imagine. I don't know. I have, like to say, we...
yeah, I know.
You'll have to check out the trailer, and I want to see it, so I will have a full report soon. But I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, good fun. I can't wait. I want to see it. I want to see it again. It was so much fun. I mean, it was one of those ones that you came away, unlike old Yeller. Yeller, I was depressed for a while. That's a whole other story. And I'm going to send myself back into therapy after all this.
Well, out of all these traumatic films of our childhood, we got Bambi to work through, too.
Oh, Bambi. Oh, you had to bring up Bambi. Oh, gosh. I was doing, I thought I confronted it just by even bringing up Old Yeller, but no, you got to go really deep and bring up Bambi.
This is all back to the therapist. Anyway, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
We have another movie out called The Beach Bum, and people are saying that this is the part that Matthew McConaughey was born to play.
Mm-hmm.
The director is Harmony Korine. He did movies like Kids and Spring Breakers. Visually, it's quite striking. But this follows the hilarious misadventures of Moondog, played by, Matthew McConaughey. He's this rebellious rogue who always lives life by his own rules. And this also co-stars Snoop Dogg is in this one, as well as Zac Efron and Isla Fisher. This is getting some interesting reviews as well. I mean, it's about 50% are recommending it. One critic saying, "The Beach Bum is just out for a good time. By the end, I could have used some shade, a cup of coffee, and a round-trip ticket to Buffalo in February."
Well, that's better than one way.
That's true. Another critic saying, "Matthew McConaughey drinks, smokes, and has sex, and that's about it in The Beach Bum." So there you go.
Okay.
That's out there as well. Check out the trailer on that one. It'll let you know what you're getting in for. Then we have a movie here called Unplanned. This is what you might call an advocacy film. It's, I guess, based on a true story about the youngest Planned Parenthood clinic director in the nation, and her passion surrounding a woman's right to choose led her to become a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, fighting to enact legislation for the cause she so deeply believed in, until the day she saw something that changed everything. Starring Ashley Bratcher and Brooks Ryan, not reviewed for the critics, but that's out there as well.
Powerful movie, I'm telling you. I'm here in Anaheim for NRB, Proclaim 19, Steve-O, and it is all over the place. I mean, it is a buzz with this movie. In fact, Mike Lindell is one of the producers of it, my pillow guy. And we're going to talk with him and Ashley tomorrow. And Ashley plays the part of Abby Johnson. And Abby has been on the show many times. It is a powerful story. And interesting that, as you say, these advocacy films, but particularly when it relates to abortion, there's a lot of films focused on this. So quite interesting in light of what's been happening in the political landscape, because then later on this year, in fact, I met with the writer and director, and he plays one of the roles as well. He's an actor in the movie, Nick Loeb. Roe v. Wade is going to be coming out later on this year. So a lot on abortion right now. So, quite interesting with the timing of all this. But a lot of buzz around this movie, Unplanned, that opens up this Friday.
We shall see how it does.
Exactly.
We have another movie here, which is, this is really interesting, an interesting documentary. It is done by Billy Corbin, and he did a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys, which was a real interesting look at Miami during the 1980s, and he has a real interesting way of telling a story. And this time around, this documentary is called Screwball, and it's a recounting of the high-profile doping scandal that rocked Major League Baseball. Mm. And he takes us into this surreal Miami underworld that provided high-performance-enhancing drugs to Alex Rodriguez and Manny Ramirez and other baseball stars. They say that South Florida is a sunny place for shady people, and this is really true of the steroid peddler Anthony Bosch. And you remember that whole
thing? Yes, exactly.
How crazy that thing got. And how that really distorted, and I believe, and I'm not a big sports guy, but I believe that there's still many asterisks, that are associated with that era.
There's many players that, without it, arguably they should be in the Hall of Fame, but a lot of debate about whether or not they should be in the Hall of Fame because of, as you say, the asterisks and the whole, steroid controversy that continues. So,
About 100% recommending Screwball. You might want to check out
time for the baseball season, huh? Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And high price tickets.
And hopefully that's all behind us,
You got it. Steve Evans, the movie guy. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Always
appreciate
weekend.
You coming on. Hey, good movies to choose from. And, got to check out Dumbo, too. Good fun. Anyway, you got it. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Steve Evans, the movie guy, direct from the movie capital of the world. We're talking Hollywood, California, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers,